Live and Lansing with Michael Cohen. This is More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Hey, we're back. Michael Cohen, producer James Platy on the board. It is 6:33 on a Wednesday night in Lansing. Thanks for sticking around with us. Well, just when it looked like the national political spotlight was moving away from Michigan, Rick Santorum comes out today and declaring that Mitt Romney's victory was actually a tie here in the primary yesterday. He refuses to concede a loss. Will it have any real bearing on the race as it rolls ahead to Super Tuesday? And can anything stop Mitt Romney from taking the nomination? To talk about it all, I'm joined by Matt Grossman, an MSU assistant professor of political science and the author of the new book, The Not-So-Special Interests, Interest Groups, Public Representation, and American Governance, which you can find on Amazon.com. Matt, thank you very much for joining me.
Good to be with you.
So the Santorum campaign, they're not letting what happened in Iowa happen again. They came out today, pointed out that the votes in the state's new 14 congressional districts showed a 7-7 split between the two candidates. Is that a distinction that's likely to have any political impact moving into Super Tuesday?
Well, the trouble with that argument is that they lost Arizona, which was a winner-take-all delegate state, and so the delegate haul from last night went overwhelmingly to Mitt Romney. So if it's a delegate contest, it certainly looks like Mitt Romney is on his way to victory. I think the issue with last night was whether Mitt Romney would look weak as a candidate that lost his home state, and that didn't happen.
This whole idea of the perception that Rick Santorum is in it and he's a real challenger, that can actually change the fate of Mitt Romney becoming the nominee. I mean, is there anything to that?
I think no conservative alternative to Mitt Romney has yet withstood more than 2 weeks of media scrutiny and negative ads, and that also was true of Rick Santorum. They were able to make Newt Gingrich into not a viable alternative in Florida. And they were able to do the same to Rick Santorum in Michigan.
Moving ahead to Super Tuesday, is this going to be a Mitt Romney sweep, essentially?
Well, I mean, because the delegates are mostly awarded proportionally or by congressional district, he's not going to win an overwhelming number, except in Virginia, where the main two opposition candidates aren't on the ballot. But it's hard to see a path to the nomination for either of the other remaining candidates.
So Rick Santorum, let's say, in terms of his candidacy, is he likely to win any state next Tuesday?
It looks like he has a chance in Ohio. He has a chance in some of the southern states as well. So certainly Mitt Romney could lose again. The question is just whether Santorum would be able to accumulate enough delegates to win the nomination, and that's just looking less likely.
And Newt Gingrich, do you expect him to drop out after Super Tuesday?
Well, he doesn't seem to have a strong motivation to do that so far. His super PAC is still well-funded, and he's getting at least some media exposure and able to get his message out. So it doesn't seem to be a lot of downside to staying in the race right now for him, and it'll be a while before Mitt Romney officially shows up the nomination. So he may stay in it.
You know, after what we saw happening with John McCain's candidacy last time around, I mean, should the Republican establishment be concerned about this less than enthusiastic reaction GOP voters are having over Mitt Romney?
Well, I think most people who vote in the Republican primary certainly will vote Republican in the general election, so it's not a crisis. But the extended campaign and its effect on Mitt Romney's disapproval ratings certainly should be a concern for the party. Mitt Romney is not looking as anywhere near as good of a general election candidate as he looked at the beginning of this cycle.
I'm talking to Matt Grossman, MSU assistant professor of political science, author of the new book, The Not-So-Special Interests, Interest Groups, Public Representation, and American Governance. Find that on Amazon.com. So when you look at Mitt Romney, I mean, he's been around, this is his second time around now, and he, he's a pretty well-known person. He's a pretty well-known candidate. Is there anything you think he could really do to alter the way Republicans see him to maybe get, so they could maybe get a little more excited about him?
Well, he's certainly done as much as he can to appear to be a conservative in this race, and people still view him as a moderate. So it's hard to see how he could do more to change that perception. People still view him as as having served as a moderate governor, and even both the moderates and conservatives view him that way in the Republican Party. So it's hard to see how perceptions will change a lot. I think the main issue is the perceptions of his opponents, which do seem to be able to change rather quickly with media and ad scrutiny.
You know, while some might say moderation works in the general election, Santorum pointed out that no moderate Republican has really done well in a general election and certainly would not beat President Obama. And he, of course, includes being a social conservative, which he himself is. Is Santorum right that a moderate Republican would probably not do well enough to excite the base to get them out there to vote?
Well, he's somewhat right. We find that in general there's an effect of being a moderate, but it's not as big as political media and observers sometimes have in mind. So you're better off being near the center of the electorate, but it doesn't have the same big effect that sometimes people think it does.
So if we look at a Romney versus President Obama race, what kind of tone do you expect to see between these two fairly polite gentlemen?
Well, obviously, we'll see a lot of negative advertising along with the positive advertising, and we're certainly going to see quite a bit of advertising generally. We're shaping up for a very expensive general election campaign. I expect the voters to know a lot about both candidates by the time they have to vote in November.
You know, I had the chairman of the Democratic Party here in the state, Mark Brewer, on the program yesterday. He said this year Michigan is more important than ever. It is a must-win state for either party to win the White House. Is that really the case?
No, I don't think so. Michigan is certainly looking more and more like it's going to be in Obama's column, or at least if it was anywhere close to a 50-50 race nationally, that Michigan would be in the Obama column. So I think the likely path to victory for the Republicans are much more likely to go through Ohio, Florida, Colorado, Virginia, and other states.
Is your sense that President Obama is in pretty good shape at this point to be reelected?
If you had to bet, you would bet on re-election for Obama, but it's a long way to go. There's still a lot that can happen. Economic forecasts can change, so we'll see what happens.
And do you expect the campaign to focus on the economy? I mean, we saw Rick Santorum hang in there here in Michigan by talking about abortion, talking about gay marriage and these issues that are known to be divisive. Do you expect Mitt Romney to go there?
Well, I think Mitt Romney's going to keep talking about the economy and his business experience. I think that's a good strategy for both the primary and the general election. Certainly, there's a social conservative electorate. You know, if you look at where Santorum did well, it's basically very closely correlated with where Huckabee did well, but with a boost overall statewide. So that is a constituency, but it wasn't enough to win the state.
And Mitt Romney's resistance here to admitting that maybe the auto bailout was not a mistake in that particular case. I know the philosophy is that we don't want government involved in choosing winners and losers. But do you think that he might do himself a favor here in Michigan if he did come out and say, you know, in the case of the auto bailout, just like Governor Snyder saying that, you know what, that was actually a good decision after all?
Well, it's hard to say how he would benefit from what would be branded another flip-flop. I think the bigger problem is not the policy position, because if you sort of read what he said, it was fairly nuanced. It could be read as being more in favor of the Obama bailout than the original Bush bridge loans. But you know, I think bigger than the policy position, the problem was the perception that he had sort of given up on the American auto industry. The headline, "Let Detroit Go Bankrupt," in his editorial, and the prediction in the first paragraph that if we gave the bridge loan, then it would result in the downfall of the American auto industry. Both of those made him come out on the other side of the issue to where he came out in 2008 when he criticized McCain for saying that those jobs aren't coming back.
There are so many Mitt Romney supporters in the Republican Party at this point, but those who are concerned about his candidacy, you know, do acknowledge that he does appear to be out of touch in some ways. He's a very wealthy man, kind of reminiscent of George H.W. Bush. Do you think that there's going to have to be some work on his end to appear maybe more common?
Well, certainly from our traditional indicators, like the survey question, does he care about people like me versus does he care about the rich? Mitt Romney is not doing very well right now. I don't know that that sort of anything he said might be able to remedy that, but certainly he's made a few blunders that seem to reinforce that image.
And when it comes to his running mate, I guess at this point we're talking as though he is the winner, but that's not yet the case. But if he does become the nominee and he chooses a running mate, this idea that Ron Paul's son, might be the guy, is that where he'll need to go, choosing someone that is a bit different than he is?
Seems far-fetched to me, but anything is possible, as we saw with McCain's pick last time. In general, we don't think the vice presidential nominee has a very big effect on general election outcomes. It tends to have a little fleeting effect for about 2 weeks in the poll and then go away. So I'm not sure who he would select, but it seems like someone like Marco Rubio is much higher on the list than Rand Paul.
I see. Is Sarah Palin, she's out of the question?
It doesn't seem very likely.
So when it comes to wrapping this up, by the end of March, do you think at that point Mitt Romney will have this nomination locked?
Well, it's hard to see a path for completely locked because the Republicans changed the rules this time and made many more states go with proportional or congressional district allocation of delegates. So he probably won't have the number that he needs to officially secure the nomination by then, but I think it will be clear by then that no one else has a viable path to the nomination.
Well, there's going to be a bit of a burnout at that point, I think. I mean, there's so much sense that he's already going to have it that I think we'll be asleep by the time we get to April. We'll have to wake up for the presidential or the general election. We will see what happens. Matt Grossman, MSU Assistant Professor of Political Science, author of the new book, The Not-So-Special Interests, Interest Groups, Public Representation, and American Governance. You can find the book at Amazon.com. Matt, thank you very much for joining me.
Thanks. Nice talking with you.